Take a slow breath with me. Not a deep breath. Not a forced breath. Just a natural breath. Let it move in gently and move out slowly. You do not need to solve anything in this moment. Just breathe. Inhale softly. Exhale longer. Let your shoulders drop slightly. Let your head rest fully into the pillow. Feel the surface beneath you, holding your weight. You are not standing. You are not working. You are not planning. You are lying down, supported, still. Overthinking often begins in the mind, but it lives in the body. The jaw tightens. The chest feels alert. The stomach braces. So we calm the body first, before we calm the thoughts. Take another slow breath. Inhale gently. Exhale slowly. Let the exhale last just a little longer. Long exhales tell your nervous system that there is no immediate threat. And right now, there is no immediate threat. There may be unanswered questions. There may be unfinished plans. There may be uncertainties about tomorrow. But there is no emergency happening in this room. You are here. You are breathing. You are lying down. Let your arms rest heavily beside you. Let your hands unclench. Let your forehead smooth. If your mind is already beginning to run ahead into the future, that's okay. We are not chasing it yet. We are slowing the body. Inhale slowly. Exhale softly. Feel your chest rise. Feel it fall. Your body does not need to carry tomorrow right now. Your body does not need to hold next year right now. Your body only needs to rest tonight. Let your legs grow heavier. Let your feet relax. Let your breathing settle into its own quiet rhythm. Overthinking creates tension, and tension keeps the body on alert. So tonight, you are allowed to soften. You are allowed to let the planning pause. You are allowed to let the forecasting stop. You do not need to calculate outcomes in the dark. You do not need to rehearse conversations. You do not need to solve 5 years of uncertainty before sleep. Take another slow breath. Inhale gently. Exhale slowly. Feel the mattress beneath your back. Feel the pillow beneath your head. You are supported. Nothing is required of you in this moment. No decision is being made right now. No future is unfolding right now. Just this breath. Just this quiet. Just this bed. Let your breathing become slower now. Quieter. Less intentional. If your thoughts try to pull you into tomorrow, gently return to your body. Notice the weight of your arms. Notice the warmth of the blanket. Notice the rhythm of your breath. You are here. Not in next month, not in next year. Here. And here is safe enough for rest. Take another slow breath. Inhale. Exhale. Let the exhale empty you of urgency. Let your body grow heavier with each breath. Heavier. Slower. Still. You do not need to think your way into safety tonight. You can breathe your way into calm. And calm is enough for now. If your mind has been moving quickly today, thinking about decisions, thinking about outcomes, thinking about what might change, it may not want to slow immediately. That's okay. We are not forcing it to stop. We are simply giving your body permission to settle first. Take another slow breath. Inhale gently. Exhale longer. Let the exhale stretch just a little more. Longer out than in. Again. Inhale. Exhale. Let your shoulders sink a little deeper into the mattress. Let your back rest more fully. You are not holding anything up right now. Nothing depends on your thinking in this moment. Nothing depends on your planning in this moment. The future is not being decided at 2 a.m. It is not being shaped by worry. It is not being secured by rehearsal. Right now, you are in this room, in this bed, under this blanket. That is real. That is present. If a thought about next month tries to rise up, let it float past like a cloud. You do not need to engage it. You do not need to refine it. You do not need to perfect it. You are allowed to pause. Take another breath. Inhale gently. Exhale slowly. Let your jaw relax again. Let your tongue rest. Let your eyes soften. Planning often tightens the face, even when we are lying down. So let the muscles release. Let your chest feel supported. Let your stomach soften. Your body does not need to brace for tomorrow. Tomorrow will come in daylight, with energy, with clarity, with perspective. But night is for slowing. Night is for releasing control. Night is for resting the mind. Feel the weight of your legs. Feel the stillness of your arms. You are not moving forward right now. You are not stepping into next year. You are lying still. That stillness is safe. Take another slow breath. Inhale. Exhale. If your mind says, "But what about?" Let that sentence remain unfinished. It does not need completion tonight. "But what about?" And then let it drift. You are allowed to leave questions hanging in the air. You are allowed to let uncertainty exist without resolving it. Because right now, your body needs rest more than answers. Let your breathing slow naturally. Less effort. Less intention. If your thoughts feel loud, Lower your attention into your body again. Feel the weight of your hands, the weight of your arms, the weight of your legs. You are grounded. You are here. You are not in the future. You are not in a possible scenario. You are not in a conversation that hasn't happened. You are here. And here is calm enough for sleep. Take one more slow breath. Inhale gently. Exhale fully. Let your body grow heavier. Let your thoughts grow quieter. Let your urgency soften. Nothing needs to be solved before you sleep. Nothing needs to be secured before you rest. You are allowed to pause your mind and just be here. As your body continues to slow, you may begin to notice that your mind is still moving. That is normal. The body can lie down, but the mind often keeps walking. Future overthinking has a very specific rhythm. It starts with a question. What if? And then another. And what about? And then another. And then what? The mind begins stepping forward into places that do not yet exist. It tries to map outcomes. It tries to predict changes. It tries to prevent problems before they happen. Not because you are dramatic, not because you are weak, but because you care. You care about stability. You care about provision. You care about relationships. You care about what happens next. So the mind believes that if it thinks far enough ahead, it can secure peace. But thinking ahead rarely produces peace at night. It produces more thinking. You may notice your thoughts circling around finances, retirement, health changes in the years ahead, adult children, family shifts, work transitions, aging parents, your own aging, decisions you have made, decisions you might need to make. And the mind does not present these as gentle considerations. It presents them as urgent, as if something must be decided immediately, as if clarity must be reached before sleep, as if your rest depends on solving it now. That is the spiral. Future thinking turns into future living. You begin to feel tomorrow before tomorrow arrives. You begin to carry next year in your chest. You begin to rehearse conversations that have not happened. You begin to solve scenarios that have not formed. And slowly, the present moment disappears. The room fades. The bed fades. The breath fades. And the mind moves into imagined spaces. Often the spiral sounds like this. If this happens, then. If that changes, then. If I don't prepare for. If I made the wrong. It stacks conditions. It builds chains. It tries to close loops. And it does all of this in the dark, when energy is low, when perspective is narrow, when emotions are louder, Overthinking at night feels productive, but it is rarely useful. It feels responsible, but it often becomes relentless. The mind believes that vigilance equals control, and control equals safety. But constant projection only creates tension. It does not create certainty. You might notice another pattern: replaying past decisions, second-guessing things you already chose, wondering if there was a better path, if you should have saved more, done more, prepared differently, spoken differently, chosen differently. The mind loves to rewrite the past while trying to predict the future. And in doing so, it removes you from the only place you can actually live. Right here. Right now. You are not wrong for caring about your future. You are not wrong for thinking about what's ahead. But night magnifies uncertainty. It shrinks perspective. It turns manageable questions into overwhelming forecasts. So we name what is happening. This is projection. This is planning looping. This is the what-if chain. This is the mind trying to secure tomorrow in the dark, and naming it creates space. If a thought begins with, "What if?" you can gently recognize it. What if? If it begins stacking conditions, you can notice stacking. If it begins replaying old decisions, you can label it replaying. Just a word, not to criticize yourself, not to shut your mind down, simply to see clearly what is happening. Because when you see the pattern, you are no longer inside it. You are observing it, and the observer is calmer than the spiral. Right now, nothing in the future is happening in this room. Right now, no decision is unfolding. Right now, no conversation is occurring. Right now, you are breathing. And that is enough. Take a slow breath. Inhale gently. Exhale slowly. You are noticing the spiral, and noticing weakens it. You are stepping back from projection, and stepping back creates peace. As you continue to breathe slowly, you can begin to gently interrupt the spiral. Not by forcing your mind to go quiet, not by arguing with your thoughts, just by returning to what is true in this moment. Future overthinking often feels urgent, as if clarity must be reached right now, as if something must be decided right now, as if your peace depends on figuring it out tonight. But urgency in the dark is rarely real urgency. It is tired urgency. It is anxious urgency. It is the mind trying to feel safe by trying to feel in control. And control is tempting because it promises certainty. But at night, control becomes a trap. It pulls you farther into the future and farther away from rest. So tonight, we do something simple. We release the demand for certainty. You might gently tell yourself, "I do not have to solve this tonight." Let that sentence be calm, not sharp, not defensive, just calm. "I do not have to solve this tonight." There is a time for planning. There is a time for decisions. There is a time for taking steps forward. But night is not that time. Night is for restoration, because a restored mind sees clearly, and a tired mind exaggerates. So you choose rest first. If the mind presents a problem, you can respond softly. "Not tonight. Not tonight. Not in this moment. Not in this room. Because this room is for rest." You are not ignoring your responsibilities. You are choosing the right time to carry them. You can hold your future in daylight. You do not have to hold it in the dark. Take a slow breath. Inhale gently. Exhale slowly. Future overthinking often creates the feeling that something is about to happen, as if the next moment will require action, as if you must stay ready. But right now, nothing is happening. Right now, you are safe enough. Right now, you are supported. Right now, your only task is to rest. So when a thought tries to pull you forward, you return again. What is happening right now? Right now, you are breathing. Right now, you are lying down. Right now, you are not making a decision. Right now, you are not having the conversation. Right now, you are not living next year. You are here. And here is enough. If your mind tries to build a chain, if this, then that, then what, you can let the chain remain unfinished. You do not have to complete it. You do not have to follow it to the end. You can allow it to break gently. You might say, quietly, "I can leave this unfinished tonight." That is not careless. That is wisdom. Because the future will still be there tomorrow, and you will meet it with more strength after rest. Sometimes the mind overthinks because it believes it is preventing pain. It believes that if it anticipates everything, it will avoid surprise. But anticipation does not prevent pain. It only steals peace from the present. So tonight, you return to the present, over and over. Each time the mind runs ahead, you guide it back, not harshly, not impatiently, just steadily, back to the breath, back to the bed, back to the quiet. Take another slow breath. Inhale gently. Exhale slowly. And as you exhale, imagine releasing the need to control what you cannot control tonight. The unknown can wait. The future can wait. The questions can wait. You do not have to carry everything at once. You do not have to carry it all in the dark. You can set it down. Not forever. Just for now. Just for tonight. You might remind yourself, tomorrow will have its own grace. Tomorrow will have its own strength. Tomorrow will have its own clarity. But tonight is for rest. So you let your mind loosen its grip. You let your planning pause. You let your rehearsals stop. You let your projections fade. Not by force, by permission. Take a slow breath. Inhale. Exhale. And return again to the simplest truth. You are here. You are supported. You are safe enough to rest. And nothing needs to be solved before you sleep. As your breathing continues to slow, you can gently turn your attention toward God, not as a concept, not as an idea, but as presence. You do not need long prayers tonight. You do not need answers tonight. You only need presence. God is here, right here, in this quiet. Right here, in this room, right here, with you. Even with the unfinished questions, even with the uncertainty about tomorrow, God is here. He is not pacing ahead into next year. He is not anxious about outcomes. He is not trying to secure the future in the dark. He is steady. God is here. The future may feel unknown to you, but it is not unknown to Him, and you do not need to hold what He already holds. God is here. You have carried many responsibilities for many years. You have thought carefully about many decisions. You have tried to steward your life wisely. Tonight, you can set that down. Just for now. God is here. You are not required to secure tomorrow before sleep. You are not required to predict what comes next. God is here. If your mind tries to reach forward again, you do not follow it. You return. God is here. Let your shoulders soften again. Let your jaw relax. Let your breathing remain slow. God is here. The future does not need to be rehearsed tonight. The path does not need to be mapped tonight. God is here. You can rest in that steadiness. You can lean into that constancy. You can allow uncertainty to exist without tension. God is here. The unknown does not frighten Him. The years ahead do not overwhelm Him. God is here. Let the phrase grow softer now. Slower. God is here. Again. God is here. Steady. Present. Unmoving. God is here. You do not have to live tomorrow in your mind. You do not have to fast forward through time. God is here. You are allowed to remain in this moment, held, ported, watched over. God is here. Let the words settle deeper than the questions. Let them settle deeper than the planning. Let them settle deeper than the what if. God is here. Stay there. Slowly. Quietly. God is here. Let your breathing remain slow and steady. There is nothing to prepare for right now. Nothing to organize. Nothing to anticipate. Just this breath. God is here. Feel the mattress beneath you, holding your weight without effort. Feel the pillow supporting your head. You are not carrying anything in this moment. God is here. If a thought about tomorrow tries to rise again, let it pass without engagement. You do not need to follow it. You do not need to refine it. You do not need to finish it. God is here. The future can rest for the night. Your plans can rest for the night. Your responsibilities can rest for the night. God is here. Let your shoulders soften further. Let your chest feel open and unguarded. Let your stomach relax. God is here. Nothing is unfolding in this room except quiet. Nothing is advancing except your breath. Nothing is required except rest. God is here. You are allowed to stop rehearsing. You are allowed to stop calculating. You are allowed to stop predicting. God is here. Inhale gently. Exhale slowly. Let the exhale stretch longer. Let it release any remaining urgency. God is here. The years ahead do not need to be visited tonight. The conversations ahead do not need to be practiced tonight. The outcomes ahead do not need to be imagined tonight. God is here. If a small question floats through your mind, let it remain unanswered. Questions can exist without resolution. Uncertainty can exist without tension. God is here. Your mind can grow quiet without solving everything. Your body can sleep without securing everything. God is here. Let your breathing become softer now, more natural, less intentional. God is here. You have carried many things for many years. You have thought carefully about your life. You have tried to be wise. Tonight, you can set that weight down. God is here. He remains steady while you sleep. He remains present while you drift. He remains constant while you rest. God is here. Feel the stillness of your arms, the heaviness of your legs, the quiet in the room. God is here. The future does not need your attention right now. The future does not need your vigilance right now. God is here. If the phrase begins to fade into the background, let it. If it becomes softer, let it. God is here. You are not moving forward. You are not stepping into tomorrow. You are lying still, and stillness is safe. God is here. Let your breath move like a gentle tide in, out, slow, easy. God is here. Nothing needs to be completed before you sleep. Nothing needs to be secured before you rest. God is here. You can drift now. You can loosen your grip on thinking. You can allow your mind to soften. God is here. Let the words grow quieter, slower. God is here. Again. God is here. Rest now. God is here.